something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message. The pursuit of purpose.
Hallelujah. The burden of souls must be in your heart. You must intercede. You must become concerned about that wayward brother, that wayward sister, that one who's straying, who's not listening to the word of God and has become stubborn. You got to pray. You got to intercede. Don't hope that God will destroy him to prove to others one soul to be destroyed is too much. Because if only one person had been in the world, Jesus would have still come to die. So don't give up on even one person. Don't give Satan one soul from your group. One is too much. Say, no, I can't give that up. One is too much. One sister is too much. One brother is too much for me to give up. Say, I'm going to try. I'm still going to try. I'm going to try. You've been praying alone about it. Maybe you should bring it to the cell now. Maybe you should get two or three people to join you to pray. Maybe you should get the whole cell to pray about it. Are you listening? No, don't give up. The Bible says, there's more joy in heaven over one lost sinner that repents than over 99 just persons that need no repentance. How often would you want to bring joy into heaven? Hallelujah. So every one more soul, there's rejoicing in heaven. One more soul, one. There's rejoicing. And then they wait again for another one more soul. And as we win them, they rejoice. Then they wait again for another one more soul. And when that one more soul comes, they rejoice again. Praise God. Say, one more soul.
One more soul.
Say, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the opportunity for one more soul. Just one more soul. Yes. Thank you, Lord. So I'm going to win one more soul from that office. One more soul from that estate where I live. One more soul from that street. One more soul, Lord Jesus. Imagine if you prayed every day as you were getting ready for work. Lord Jesus, one more soul. One more soul. Give me one more. Just one more. One. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. The pursuit of purpose. Our purpose is clear. Can you say, our purpose is clear? Say it again, our purpose is clear. Clear. I'll read something to you. I told you, you got a ministry and a mission, right? Then I explained to you that your ministry is your service to God and His church, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay? So you have a ministry. Say, I have a ministry. My ministry is my service to God and His church. Now, why do we say service to God and His church? Service to God begins with what we said, the priestly ministry. There's prayer involved in it, all right? There's teaching others involved in it, okay? And in the process of doing that, you are also building His church. And you find that there are other things that you do in the house of God. Service to God in His church, because God is in His church, and the church is the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Thank God, thank God. It's a ministry. Oh, glory to God. I wish every child of God would understand, especially those who serve in churches, in the church office. I wish they would know that they're carrying out ministry for the King. I wish they would know that. I wish the cleaner would know that he's carrying out ministry. That's why I never accept that anybody should be punished for not doing what is right by being asked to go and clean something in the house of God. No, because cleaning in the house of God is an honor. How can I punish you and tell you to go and clean that place? As a punishment, it's too much. It is not punishment. It's a glory. It's an honor. In the world, they think that those menial works, menial jobs, are for the low. In the house of God, it is not so. If you ever have the opportunity to clean the floor, be glad. The greatest jobs in the house of God, let me tell you. You see, they're not to be a flower on the platform. If you're a flower on the platform, everybody can see you. That is nice. Are you hearing me? You may be a flower on the platform, but that is not necessarily the greatest job. The toilet is behind there, right? Even when you are going there, you don't feel like you want everybody to know you're going there. Right? And the person who cleans that place may not even act like he's the one cleaning the place. I don't know. What about you? You can come there complaining. Why can't they clean this place? No, I can't use this place. I can't use this place. I can't use this. I don't, no. Brother, is that all in your heart? You can't use the toilet in the house of God. Why? You say it is dirty. It is dirty. So what did you plan to do about it? Did you clean it? How many people did you call to say, look, we're going to plan a schedule to be helping to clean the toilet in the house of God? Oh, if you had done that, the anointing that would have come on your life. No, you think it is better to be a flower on the platform. No. Brothers and sisters, the greatest job is not up here, it's down there. Yes. That's the way it is. That is the way it is. That is how the house of God is. It is different from the way the world thinks. It's different from the way the world thinks. You see, respect ministers because of the responsibility of souls that they bear. The responsibility of souls that they bear. Because they have to minister to these people. They have to carry the concerns of these people in accessory ministry to the Lord. For that, the Bible says, we should count them worthy of double honor. Are you hearing me? But all the other service in the house of God is honorable, because he said the minister should be given double honor. That means there's already an honor. But for laboring in the word, he should be counted worthy of double honor. Are you following this? So ministry in the house of God is therefore honorable. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. So I have a ministry. See, as a cell leader, you're carrying out ministry for the Lord. And you have a two-pronged job. Okay? One is the ministry, and the other, that's what I want to tell you now. We've been talking about this, okay? In our pursuit of purpose, in our definition, in our statement of our purpose, as cell leaders. Do you remember? Did we state our purpose? Did you write it down? Okay, so let's go to the next one. I have a mission. You've already written, you got a ministry. Now you got a mission. I have a mission. See, your mission, write it down now. Your mission is your partnership with Christ in saving souls and changing the world. Your mission is your partnership with Christ in saving souls and changing the world. Oh God. Liba conta cradalastis. Lirondo goshka prat lirahatis. Thank you, Lord. The Spirit is saying, if all will hear this and act accordingly, my kingdom will not only be expanded, it will be a greater blessing. Oh, hallelujah. That's what I said in other tongues. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
The Leveled Radio app is rightly designed to entertain, inspire, inform, motivate, and add color to your everyday life. We've got the best of everything on radio. The best music. The best of inspiring messages, the best talk shows, and the best of wholesome content. The Leveled Radio app has a smooth and sleek user interface with features designed to keep you tuned in and locked on, giving you an amazing user experience all day, every day. Waste no time. Download the Leveled Radio app from your app store, and you will be glad you did, because we are the best of the best in radio entertainment.
This message is brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Love World Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bia Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 683-012-364 or 650-669-480, or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com.
This is the continuation of the message, The Pursuit of Purpose.
Hallelujah. You are on a mission. I'm on a mission. Understand, there's a life mission. Meaning you are here for a purpose. I was born for a reason. I'm here for a purpose. I'm not shadow boxing. I'm here for a purpose. I'm on a God-sent mission. What is your mission? Yes, my mission. It's partnership with Christ in saving souls and changing the world. Saving souls and changing the world. I'm in partnership with Him because He started it first. That's the work He came to do. That was His mission on earth. He came to save souls. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what He said. That's what He said. And I'm a partner with Him in saving that which was lost. Saving souls. Saving souls. I'm on a mission. Saving souls and changing the world. Changing the world. Because I not only bring the gospel to them, to save their lives, but I show them a new way of living. There's a new way to live. There's a better way to live. Changing the world. It's your life's mission. Say, it's my mission. My mission. My mission on earth is to save souls and change the world. Oh, glory to God. We change the world by changing our world. If you change your world, you will change the world. Your world is your sphere of contact. All those that are in communication with you, all those that you can reach, all those who can reach you, that's your world. And you begin changing their lives, changing their lives with the greatest weapon on the face of the earth, the gospel of Christ's love. The gospel of Christ's love. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. How we can change the world. You know, I listen all the time and hear people speaking out their expectations from politicians in their various countries. And one time they vote in Labour and vote out the Conservatives. And the next time they vote in the Conservatives and vote out Labour. Or they vote in the Democrats and kick out the Republicans. When they're tired, they kick out the Democrats and bring in the Republicans. And then all around the world, you got them PPN, UPN, NPN, and co. People are looking out for help from their politicians, and the politicians come out and promise them heaven and earth. They don't have it. Because to change a man's world, you must change him from the inside first. Until a man is changed from the inside, it doesn't matter that you change his environment. His environment will go back to the level of his thinking. He's got to change the inside first. And no one has the weapon, no one has the tools to change a man's spirits. Only the Word of God. It's like washing a cup from the outside and hoping that the inside will be clean if you just wash the outside well enough. If you have no access into that glass, into that container, into that vessel, if you have no access into it, and you decide you're going to wash the outside and hope that the inside will be clean, no, your actions will be futile. There must be access into the vessel. And a human vessel, the only access into that human spirit is the Word of God. Jesus said, "You are clean through the word that I have spoken unto you." Oh, and he has committed to my trust that living, cleansing word that I can bear it by the power of the Holy Ghost and speak it to men and cleanse their souls and cleanse their spirits. Glory to God. What an honor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I've got it. I've got it. I've got the tools. I've got it. Thank God. Thank God. So I can look at a man, no matter how dead he is, I've got the tools to go into his spirit. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth light unto the simple. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Wow. The man's been unbelieving. The man's been so doubtful. So He doesn't listen to anybody. He doesn't have faith. Doesn't have a lick of faith. But the Bible says, faith cometh by hearing. Faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the word of God. So if I bear the word of God, faith will come as I speak. Faith will come. Faith will come by hearing. If he will hear me, faith will come into his heart. Glory to God forever. Now I know, so I can change anybody. Oh, glory to God. We've got the tools. Come on, shout hallelujah. We've got the tools. We can change anybody. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So you have a ministry. And you have a mission. Yeah. The pursuit of purpose. Yeah. When you state your purpose is partnership with Christ in saving the world, changing the world, and discipling them. Discipling them is ministry. Because when you save them and bring them into Christ, bring them into the house of God, you begin ministry. Ministry of discipleship. Now you're discipling them. Glory to God. You went on your mission. Now you're carrying out ministry. Glory to God. It's clear. Mission and ministry. That's what your cell meeting is for. Mission and ministry. You are a missionary group out there. Mission. And you carry out ministry when you bring them in. You cleanse them. You teach them. And upgrade their lives. And they go back changing their world. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Tell three people, I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission. Tell someone, my purpose is clear. I'm on a mission. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Lekos kashtongra atradiga safarika lojondo kroske praktalahatisi. Those who call will be filled. Filled with my spirit. Those who open their hearts will be filled. Filled with my word and my presence. Yes, you want to walk in power and in glory. It's been made available to you. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. So your mission is the continuation of the Master's mission and in partnership with him. Hallelujah. You can read in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain. We then, as workers together with him. Oh, glory to God. We are workers together with him. Workers together with him. We are in partnership. We are workers together with him. Reaching the world and changing the world. Hallelujah. Touch someone on either side, left and right. Say, we are changing the world. We're changing the world. We're changing the world. Hallelujah. Our mission is mandatory as well as a privilege. It is mandatory. And it is a privilege. Remember in St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, in verse 19, he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. Go ye therefore. It's a command. It's mandatory. Every one of us must do it. There's no option. Say this. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations. This is my mandate. Praise God.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Kumba, Love World Auditorium, behind Regal Hotel, Bia Road, Kumba. Worship with us on Sundays, 8 a.m., Wednesdays for Bible study, 5:30 p.m., and Fridays for prayer meetings, 5:30 p.m. Thank you for joining us today. If you would like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call 683-012-364 or 650-669-480 or send an email to radiotransmissions@loveworld360.com. God bless you.